station.
Late clock here, down to two. Moody's got to put up a three, does so, and it's an air ball. McDaniels now got a piece of that, and McDaniels runs the floor and fires it down. What a player! McDaniels having a night.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Knocked down Wilson, shot from the point, stopped by Thompson. Three puck, a couple of whacks at it. And now the Capitals clear. It's Protas with an empty net. It's blocked by Burns. Wilson scores!
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
He forces him off the puck. Hyman has hit the crossbar. McDavid a goal post here in the OT. McDavid picks up into the net.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague, a Portland sports leader. 1080 The Fan. Good morning, happy Friday, everybody.
What is happening?
Hello, 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 hello. This thing on.
Yeah. Hey, we're on. We're here. Hey.
Headphones didn't work.
Hey. Turn them up a little bit. Right. Now you can hear it. Now we're good. Now we're cooking.
Doing that pregame video the day of. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Yeah, you guys must have finished. I tried to get in early today, but you guys must have cooked it up before I was in.
Yep.
He referenced that in the
in the video. Hey, I'm here. Yeah, I was ready to go. How long does it takes about 30 seconds to do those things. I figured 5:45 would be early enough.
You're supposed to go 45 seconds or longer,
Andrew. Oh, okay, 45 seconds or longer.
Did you read your email?
Yeah, got it.
I know
it.
45 seconds is a challenge for him.
45 seconds is hard. It's not easy to pull off.
We got Teddy ball game, so life's good.
Hey, it's still working. It's here.
Be another one soon. Can't wait.
You never know. You never know, man.
It takes a few years to gear up for 45 seconds.
Let me build it up. Hold on. It's got a charge. What time did you guys record that bad boy this morning?
About 5:45.
5:45.
Okay, so literally as I walked in the door, he finished up. Yeah. Okay. Got it.
Are you mad you weren't in it?
No, I'm not mad. You guys seem upset that I wasn't in it.
No, I just
you're
just
claiming
sucks to
you
do
were
it
here a lot sooner than you were here.
Oh, okay.
It just sucks to do it the day of.
I think it's tough to do the morning of.
I think pre-recording is the way to go.
To go after the show, get them done, send them out next morning.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to go through the experience to understand. Because yesterday you thought, no big deal. We'll just do it in the morning.
Yeah. I mean, we got to do it on Monday because Friday it'd be weird to tease the whole weekend.
The Friday ones are brutal because there's too much going on over the weekend. It's just there's way too much stuff happening that it makes it a little complicated.
Tubbs didn't think about the morning show with this idea.
Clearly they did not.
No.
Trust me, I went through
this was an afternoon
a few rounds of wrestling with I go, "Wait, what why how is somebody else coming in early to no."
No. No, it's on us. We got to figure it out.
I had a different thought, but
I think the approach would better be like...
The trains were already too far down.
Take a shot of espresso before I start my energy drink. That way I'm a little more awake when I do it.
A little more pep in the step right at the start. Yeah.
Maybe I throw a bucket of cold water on your face.
Oh, hey, there you go.
If you want to fight, we can do that.
That'll do it. Cold water will wake you up right away.
I'll rip my shirt off like Hulk Hogan and just jump
Now that'd
at
be
you.
A video.
That'd be it. You just got to make sure to pan the camera around and make sure to follow the entire fight if that takes place.
Did you guys... No, I don't need to ask. This question's kind of ridiculous at this point. But did you see that they finally they had the new smoke?
We got smoke. We got white smoke yesterday.
That's actually fairly quick conclave.
Oh. Is it?
I think so. I thought they used to
The conclave went faster than Shador Sanders getting drafted.
Exactly.
It was 2 days, I believe. It took Shador Sanders 3 days to get drafted in the fifth round.
And now, at Pope 5-7.
Awesome in St. Peter's Square if they did this.
How do you not lean into the Chicago stuff? This should have been what he walked out to. Get the voice guy back. Where's his AI voice? Is he still alive in Chicago?
Spotlight.
Yeah, that guy's still alive.
Is
he still going
the square,
it?
Square, flying
that
around.
Guy.
The little window up there.
You know, after Jordan left, they fired him?
Pope the 8th.
They fired him after Jordan left?
They fired that guy.
Why would you fire that guy?
I think he did an interview once and he basically was like, I don't really know.
That's really stupid. All the voice guys, he's one of the most recognizable in all of sports.
That might have been it for the Bulls. Hey, you're getting too much attention. We don't like
this.
Let
me tell you, if you got to crank it up like that for, what was he there, 12, 13 years total? Man, that'll do a number on your...
Just doing the Michael Jordan by itself.
Oh, yeah.
I just like, I want to do it now, but it's going to kill my voice.
Like, by the time I get to the end of the week, hops are in a homestand, you know, and when we announce the starting lineup, I give it a little. Come Sunday afternoon, boy.
That hop goes down, doesn't
it? A little bit different.
I got to make sure I don't go Sean McDonough there in the starting lineups.
Pitching in today's game. It was pretty cool to have a Chicago Pope. First American ever.
First American Pope. First Chicago Pope.
You know how old he is? Badass. Oh, I don't.
I did not see.
I guess based on his appearance, 60. Ooh,
that's a great game. How old does he look?
64.
64?
64. He's old, but not old.
Okay.
He's in that gray area where you're not like, whoa, that's a really old Pope. But he doesn't look young. He looks like an older gentleman. I'm gonna go mid-60s.
That is a compliment to him then.
Yeah.
He is 69.
69, oh. Okay.
Nice.
We got a 69-year-old Pope.
He's the 267th occupant of the throne of St. Peter.
Yes.
And he'll be known as Leo the 14th.
Leo the 14th. Mm-hmm. I think the last time we had a Leo Pope was in the late 1800s, and it's thought to be one of the first times we ever captured somebody on camera. There's an old video of the dude in like 1902 or 1890.
Like the very early.
Yeah, he's like sitting down in a
film.
Chair, and it's like he's one of the first times we've ever got a guy on camera. He's just walking around, people surrounding him. He's just an old Pope.
Well, and then, you know, they did the thing to him yesterday that they shouldn't have done. It's like, oh, you're from Chicago. Big Cubs fan. No, he's not.
He's not.
He's a White Sox guy.
His brother had to come out and say, no, he's actually a White Sox fan.
Right.
The irony of all this, too, is that he probably changed his number, but we got a buddy who used to work at the sports radio station in Chicago, our friend Shane Riordan. Shane Riordan has this guy's phone number.
The Pope?
Yeah.
Wait, why would he have the Pope's phone number?
I don't know. I don't know. He's got everybody's phone number.
Dude,
he's a hell
cool
of a radio producer.
To get the Pope on.
He joked on social media, like, he probably has changed his number because I'm assuming it was from a couple of years ago, but he was like, he had a Chicago area code cell phone number. Here's the guy right here.
I have a lot of questions about choosing of the Pope. You say that was quick. I was told yesterday in the office by a fellow Catholic that it hasn't gone past 4 days in like 100 years.
Oh, really?
I think that's what I was told.
I'll trust the Catholic thought on this, but let me do some research.
It was
here.
Red Hot Dave Kinsella. It doesn't last four days.
Doesn't last that long.
So you guys say it was quick. What was the last one?
Let's see here. Nah, I mean, it looks like Dave's mostly right. Francis was 2 days.
Yeah, they usually have an idea of who it's going to be.
Benedict in 05 was 2 days.
They open it up for like, hey, this is kind of what we're thinking. Thoughts?
Yeah.
And then everybody gives a thought, and they go, okay, well, we'll finalize this bitch tomorrow. Black smoke. And then the next day?
The white smoke. The last time we had one that lasted longer than 3 days was 1958. Mm. Pope John VIII. He went 4 days. We've only had two popes ever who made it to 5 days. So I think Dave Kinsella is right here.
He's a Catholic.
It felt like this was something that usually drags out in the past, but it has been a while since we've had a new pope. Francis was there for what, 12 years? He was the pope. Now we got a new one.
It is pretty cool that he's the first American.
Dude, it's badass. We got our own pope.
Chicago.
He's a Chicago pope.
Now, have we heard him talk? I didn't see any videos of him talking.
I've not seen any interviews with him yet.
Does he got the Chi-Town accent because he did like international studies and stuff.
He's been around the world for
a
long time.
Peru and volunteered, obviously served his...
Done a lot of stuff in the church.
He's serving the Lord.
He's not just hanging out at Wrigley Field eating hot dogs and like, hey, look at that, I'm the Pope now. This is cool. Like, he's just showing up at the Vatican.
Boy, how badass would that be, though?
Just getting a random phone call. Hey, buddy, you better get on a bird over to Italy because, we got a new Pope right now. Yeah, I have not seen an interview with him. I also do question his judgment a little bit to be a White Sox fan. Right now, not a good look.
Why?
White Sox are pretty bad.
I don't think it's a right now decision. I think it's
an early lifetime decision.
I think you're born into a certain fandom.
He's a South Side guy and he just lived in it his entire life.
Yes.
He could just be a White Sox fan.
He's 69 years old.
Yeah, back out. Yeah, you should quit your fandom at this
really?
Point. Get the hell out of there, dude. Oh. What do you got going for you? Just nothing but suffering.
I mean, yeah. They have as many World Series championships in the 2000s as the Cubbies.
That is true. They do.
You can make fun of them all you want.
They do. They do have as many world championships as the Cubbies.
I don't know. I thought it was pretty badass yesterday. First American Pope.
It was very cool. The connection back locally is awesome.
The name thing is what I should have researched, and I know some people that do know this.
Yes.
Hear this and go, man, what an idiot this guy is on the radio.
The Catholics.
The whole, like, going by his real name... Rob? Bobby? Bobby Pope, P would be pretty cool.
Pope Bobby. I don't think they let you get
Pope
away
Bobby
with it.
P?
Pope Bobby P. I don't know if that's applicable. I don't know if they let you get away with
versus
that.
Versus choosing to be, I'm Leo, but there's been 13 others. I will be the 14th.
There's a lot of Leo Popes. There's been a handful of them over the years.
Well, who gives them? I'm not a Catholic. So I don't know how that works. Questions.
That's a good question. I can
somebody
look up.
Somewhere go, you know what? You're more in the Leo category as a priest.
Let's see here. New Pope chooses Leo as his papal name. Why do they change their names? Now I got to read the
see,
article.
That's a great question.
I got to go through the
that's
entire
probably article. One of the biggest Google questions is why do they change their names?
Yeah, so let me see here. The Pope Leo harkens back to Pope Leo the Great, the first pope with the name Leo. Also known for Pope Leo the First, 440 to 461. That was a short papacy. This is going to take a while to read.
You're
through.
Not Catholic, right?
I am not Catholic. Right? I am not Catholic.
Are you a Protestant? What
I'm
are you?
I'm technically a Lutheran.
A Lutheran.
Technically a Lutheran.
Lutheran.
Yeah. Okay. Big Lutheran guy over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Swag studies at the Church of Atheism.
He does. He studies at the Church of Science.
Yeah.
I don't believe any of your no. crap.
God, no.
Anti-science, huh?
Well, not Scientology. Let's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've okay. almost fallen into that trap.
No.
going down that rabbit hole.
You want to take a personality test?
No,
sure. Why not? What is
this
it?
This sounds great.
Great. Looks like your test scores came out pretty well. We'd like you to come back tomorrow.
Yeah, basically my skim reading through this, it just they harken back to somebody else who was
like the OG Leo.
Yeah, kind of a thing that stood out to them in the church, a big, you know, and he has a similar last name,
but
so that's kind of why he did it.
Don't they choose from a limited list of names that are
you can't be just any random name.
No, they have some sort of biblical.
Is there a female version of the Pope? Is there a popette?
I don't think there's a popette.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Because I feel like there'd be like 14 different Teresas, right?
Yeah, there'd be a lot of Teresas. Just Teresa again, and then again, and again,
Yeah.
And then again.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Pope's names so far have been John. There's been 23 Johns.
Feel like I've heard John, yep.
16 Benedicts, Pope Benedicts.
Mm.
Arnold's.
16
Gregories, Pope Gregories. 14 Clements.
Gregories.
14 Leos. 13 Innocents.
Mm.
Pope Innocent, and 12 Piuses. So I think Francis was one of those that was kind of like, it's off the beaten path a little bit. This is a little bit new.
I mean, Pope Leo's pretty cool.
Pope Leo's a pretty badass name.
And he's a Chi-Town guy. He's a White Sox fan.
Gets to wear the big hat. He's in, you know, he's in the Vatican.
The most relatable Pope's going to be to the country, I think.
Now you can grow up an American Catholic and think someday I could be the Pope.
Yeah,
look at us. Has the Pope ever thrown out a first pitch at a baseball game?
Oh, that would actually be really cool if he did that.
Get him in a White Sox
game. Do they
do
things like that?
I don't know.
I feel like they're always in like a glass bottle. And
exactly.
Just like
they got the Pope Mobile when they drive through.
The Pope Mobile.
You got to protect the Pope. You can't just have him out in the open. Yeah. I got to send him out into a baseball game.
Why?
You got scary.
Does he have Secret Service?
Yeah, I think
he's got his own police force.
It's its own country. The Vatican is its own thing.
Is it
their own country?
It's its own country.
I'm not Catholic. I don't know.
Yeah, the Vatican, nothing overrules the Vatican.
Really?
The Vatican is its own
sovereign
country.
State.
Inside the castle grounds.
It's in Rome?
Rome, I believe, yes. I believe.
Yeah. So if Italy goes, if they do something and the Vatican stands
disagreeing, is its own.
Nothing can happen to them?
Nothing can happen to them.
Wow.
Yeah.
They make their own rules. They do their own thing.
It's a heck of a status.
It's essentially, just outside of Rome or just in Rome, the Vatican City. I've been there, but I was too young to remember what was really going on.
If I'm the White Sox, I am reaching out yesterday asking if you want to throw out a first pitch.
Yeah, you want this guy at the ballpark as soon as possible. You want to find a way to put more than 12 people in the stands because nobody's going to White Sox games right now? This is the way to do it. Hey, we got Pope Night in July.
You imagine?
We give out a
July
Pope,
9th.
Pope bobblehead. You got a Pope bob. Everybody gets a robe. Everybody brings their thing. You get a hat. You get hats. Your free giveaway.
I liked the staff they were flaunting around yesterday as he was walking out. The big cross staff that they have.
Pretty big staff. That'd be a cool job. Like, imagine arising to that point in life. You're just the cross guy.
Yeah. What's your goal in life? I want to be the Catholic.
I mean, everybody
cross
sees
guy,
you. Yeah. You walk out in front of the new Pope. Everybody's waiting to figure out who the Pope is.
The
with that new
prop
smoke.
Room they got there in the Vatican.
Now, does he throw the first? Do you guys have him in your mind throwing out the first pitch in all of his getup? The robe and all that?
I think he's got to wear it at all times.
Really?
I don't think he ever takes it off.
Now, do they all wear that big hat?
For the most part.
Okay.
That's a big hat.
I know I'm asking a lot of questions that sound stupid over the air, but like, I legitimately don't know.
I think there's a lot of people are probably, if you're not a Catholic, there's a lot of stuff here.
I'm not a Catholic.
You know the Pope. Yeah. I mean, you know there's a Pope, but outside of that, what kind of goes into the being the Pope? I'm not sure.
Well, congratulations to the first American Pope. Pretty awesome.
Pretty badass.
Pope Leo.
Pope Leo.
Good luck to you in your
endeavors.
Job.
Yeah.
Dealings.
Lead us forward.
Well, the last guy tried to do that and they hated him.
He did. We'll see if they hate this guy too.
We got a lot to get to on a Flap Shot Friday, a Fast Break Friday, a Fantastic Friday. What?
I did see two funny notes. One, somebody texted this in. The city of Chicago got a Pope before they got a 4,000-yard passer. That is true.
I saw that.
And also, people at Notre Dame are livid right now.
Why?
Because Notre Dame,
do they not like him at Notre Dame?
If you're a Catholic, Notre Dame in the Midwest is where you go. That is touchdown. That's the Catholic institution.
He didn't go to Notre Dame.
He didn't go to Notre Dame. They let him slip through their fingers, and Notre Dame now doesn't get a Pope.
Do we know where he went to
school? He went to Villanova.
Oh, that's right. He's a Nova.
He went to Villanova.
That's right.
And
every
then
Nick
other
fan
places,
jumping
I'm
in.
Sure. They're like, hey, Nova Pope, you know, the Nova Knicks. Notre Dame, they missed their opportunity. This was your golden goose.
So
you had a Pope from Chicago, and he's not a fighting
to know
Irish.
If he didn't apply to Notre Dame or applied and
what if
was
we
not
found
accepted?
Out they denied him?
They turned him down.
Oh, that'd be
look.
So good.
If that admissions officer is still working at Notre Dame, he is fired today.
That's good. A top five Notre Dame loss of
all
time.
That's one of the biggest flubs. That's like, I mean,
50 years ago, roughly. If
roughly.
He's 69, roughly 50 years ago.
Yeah. But if we found out
didn't accept him.
Can you think of three bigger losses for Notre Dame in anything they've
done? Oh, buddy. It's tough. That's a tough blow right there.
I think that passes their playoff championship.
Oh, without a doubt. That beats losing the getting killed by Alabama. I mean, that's the biggest loss that Notre Dame has ever suffered.
Does Villanova now put up a sign jokingly that says touchdown Jesus?
I think they have to.
Home
of the Pope. You better have a big sign on your school. Home of the Pope.
Do you retire his number?
Yeah, you definitely retire the number.
14 with Leo up there.
Yeah, he graduated from Villanova in 1977.
But it has to be in Roman numerals.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
And then he went on to other Catholic, you know, places and ended up in Rome. But his first college in the States was Villanova.
How about that, man? Notre Dame.
Jay Wright, hell of a recruiter.
Oh, drop of the ball, Notre Dame. We got a lot to get to.
In the Rolly Massimino era.
big game this weekend is going to lead us to our ticker. Andrew Claudio hosts the Knicks Film School podcast. Pretty popular Knicks podcast. Massive Saturday afternoon game. God, I'm excited about that one.
Very excited.
We'll talk about the weekend slate. I got NFL to get to today. We got playoff conversations. We've got baseball. We got a player refusing to play a position in baseball. You didn't bring me here to do this. I will not do this. So we'll get to that today. It is a loaded show. Let's start. Draymond Green doesn't want to be the angry black man. We'll start there. Dirt and Sprague on the Fan. We'll get into some football stuff coming up. There's some news out of the college football world that we need to follow up on. Very predictable situation happening with this program, so we'll get to that. What is your nightmare? What's the last nightmare you had? I want you guys to ponder that question. Do you remember your last nightmare? Think about it. We'll get to that coming up at the bottom of the hour. The Timberwolves have even the series.
They have. Last night went kind of how I thought it was going to go.
Yeah.
Not a very entertaining game. Golden State had no offense, and basically early on, see you later.
It was all about the Timberwolves just sticking to the game plan, doing what they did all season long. And if
I think it was just about Steph Curry not playing for Golden State. They have no offense without
him. They have no offense, but it was going to be, the Timberwolves kind of no-showed in the first.
They definitely no-showed in the first game.
If they showed up and just stuck to the game plan and did what they did all season, then yes, this is the result we should expect to see if Steph can't come back.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's likely Steph returns in this series because being evaluated in a week doesn't
mean you play. Minnesota, I would use that urgency. It's like, all right, let's get all these wins
before Steph comes back. My takeaway from last night, and I'm somebody who has Minnesota in the West Finals, I was actually disappointed. I know they started up, 13-0 for the first four or five minutes.
It was 29-15 at the end of the first quarter?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay,
Golden State cut it to 7. And I'm just there's nobody on this Golden State team.
Yeah.
Jimmy, we've seen Jimmy have big games.
Sure. He was fine last night, but nothing special.
I don't know. I'm watching the Timberwolves play, and they won comfortably going away, ultimately covered the number, all that stuff. But I don't know. My takeaway was kind of there's just something off And maybe they get it in Golden State and they go absolutely insane and Ant has one of those monster games, but I don't know. I was watching, didn't feel like they were going to lose the lead because there wasn't enough offense at Golden State.
No, the only question was, can Golden State backdoor cover this thing at the end? And that didn't end up happening.
No, it didn't happen.
But the line was 10.5, and there were moments late in the second half where you're like, all right, it's 13 or it's 14. Like, they're within flirting but distance of that.
I want you to ask yourself this. Yeah. So we're in the second round now, so you can't give me first round stuff. And it's only been two games. But of the two games we've seen from all the teams, I don't know. I just didn't feel like they were dominant. Hmm. I know the score would look like they were. Some of the numbers could look like they were.
Yeah.
But Golden State did it a couple times where they poked into that lead a little bit. Yeah. And you just kind of felt that uncomfortableness, I think, within the target center.
Sure.
When I look at the other teams that have won and I comp them to that, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how to feel about them. And I'm very high on the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Sure.
But yesterday wasn't impressive to me.
It's tough because in the Eastern Conference, you have two teams who are up 2-0 who should be down 0-2. like Indiana, when you go back in game one and game two, largely, I guess not game one for Indiana.
Game one for Indiana, that's good.
Yeah. Game two, they had no business winning. That was an all-time choke job by the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yes. Like Boston, literally an all-time
has blown two 20-point leads in each of their first two games. That they win 99 times out of 100. I guess we would say 98 times out of 100 now because they've done it twice. So that's the funny thing is there's been chunks of those games where they haven't even played that well, where they've looked horrible offensively, and then they just kind of get hot. Boston gets cold, or in Cleveland's case, they gack it away. Same thing goes with Oklahoma City. I mean, they win game two by 864 points. Game one, they find a way to let it slip through their fingers in the last 15 seconds, and they had no business losing that game. So that's the hard part. I don't disagree with the overall sentiment of wanting to see more from Minnesota.
I expected an Oklahoma City game two type vibe.
I'm not going to ask for a 40-point win, but I get the point. What I would say, though, is that there's no pictures on a scorecard. I'm going to use a golf analogy. Like, a win is a win at this point.
Yep.
They did what they needed to do after a terrible performance in game one where they laid an egg and nobody showed up, including their star player. They got good impact performances from guys up and down the lineup. It wasn't just, hey, Anthony Edwards went for 47 and Minnesota won the game by 15. It was you got Walker off the bench. Randall had a good game.
Walker had a great game.
McDaniels was awesome. Like, they had performances from other guys. I think you're still looking for more from Rudy Gobert. Where's that game five against L.A., Rudy Gobert?
Yeah.
5 points and 9 rebounds is not going to do it against Kevon Looney. But I understand the point. You want them to be more dominant. I'm also not going to like, they did what they needed to do, and they might win this series in 5 games.
Yeah,
and sure. Then you maybe turn it up again in the conference finals.
And that's
because it's not going to take their best to win this series without Steph Curry. This is my whole point yesterday. Like, Golden State without Steph, Jimmy Butler's an all-time great playoff player. Yeah. We all get that. Dude, they don't have...
No.
Pat Spencer ain't winning that
There's
game.
Nowhere you can go offense. No. Jimmy Butler might carry you for a quarter. He could get hot, mid-range Jimmy. That's
You've
cool.
You've got to have Buddy Hield nothing, and yeah. Brandon Pajemski both going
And even
off.
Then, it's not enough. It's not enough. I mean, it's just not enough. Yeah. And the chances of those two guys going off for 25-plus points
for
in the same night...
Games,
like, dude, it's not going to happen. They're toast.
Well, Draymond Green got a technical foul, and he is one more technical foul away from being suspended.
I thought it was two.
Is it one or two?
I think it's two.
I thought it was one.
I think seven... that was my understanding.
You might be right.
Don't know if I went.
I don't know if you're oracling or
see if I can find it.
I thought I heard one, but whatever it is, he's
close there, and he's close on flagrant fouls too.
Yeah, both of them.
And maybe that's what I'm confusing. Maybe I was thinking of something else. Yeah. I don't know. Anyways, he is dancing on that very thin line.
That was his fifth technical in nine playoff games. So how many technicals does it take to get a suspension? Is it seven?
I thought it was.
I don't know
seven
anymore.
What okay. I heard.
The way they assess things, I don't know.
On the seventh, you're suspended, something like that.
Yeah, whatever it is. He is dancing on the line. Now, before I play this clip, should be noted, another clip came out while he was on an exercise bike of a Minnesota fan reportedly saying a racial slur.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he was not happy about that.
Not happy about that. No. It is seven technical fouls. You get a one-game suspension.
And then you're suspended, okay. Right?
Yes. I'm not sure on flagrants. I got to look that up because he did get a flagrant as well.
I thought the flagrants was four or five.
And he's racked those up as well.
So he's going back to 2016 Draymond. He's very close to being suspended here, right?
He loves getting ejected from games when Steph Curry's not playing.
That's actually true. Yes.
He doesn't want to be out there.
I would not want to be on the floor without Steph Curry either.
I wouldn't either.
You can't shoot.
Especially when he's carried you his entire career.
He didn't really have much in the post game other than to say this.
Successful, educated black man.
No, we're just all over.
not an angry black man. I'm a very successful, educated black man with a great family. And I'm great at basketball. I'm great at what I do. The agenda to try to keep making me look like an angry black man is crazy. I'm sick of it. It's ridiculous.
That's all he had, and he walked away.
Maybe stop assaulting people on a basketball court, and people won't think you're angry.
I think, he might have said this regardless. The racial slur video coming out.
It's not okay.
Adds and more context to it, and maybe that's what more he's directing at, but also.
That doesn't mean you need
you elbow people in the face, you kick. I'm not getting into the whole black angry man thing.
Yeah.
Just in general of, like, people viewing you in a negative way. Let's not act like you're not on the floor doing things that make people feel.
That cross the line.
Yeah.
You choked out Rudy Gobert. You punched Jordan Poole in the face. You sucker punched a teammate in practice and knocked him out. You kicked people in the nuts. You stepped on Sabonis' ankle. Do we need to continue to go on here that this is some narrative?
Stepped on his chest, I think.
Yo, chest. Ribs, thank you. He stepped on his chest and acted as if it wasn't it was a normal, natural step. Why does nobody else flail and kick people in the balls once every week in the NBA?
He hit Naz Reid in the face.
He elbowed him in the head. Like, that's what. I saw this last night. He is already one of my least liked athletes in the history of professional sports.
Wow.
I don't question his ability to play defense. He's also benefited greatly from being along for a ride with two of the greatest shooters in the history of basketball. And then, oh, by the way, Kevin Durant for a couple of years. You put this guy in his career for the last 10 years on the Detroit Pistons. He's a feisty defender and nobody remembers the name. He's a different version of Dylan Brooks. He's been carried by one of the greatest shooters of all time. He has such a giant ego that I cannot stand him. And then to come out after again getting a technical foul when you elbowed an opponent in the face and acting as if it's only a narrative that makes people think you're angry, you punch and choke people out on the basketball floor. You're the problem, not the narrative.
So he has won one. Does he only have one defensive player of the year?
I believe he only has one. For some reason, there was a narrative for him this year to win it, which was ridiculous.
Well, that was after the Jimmy trade.
Yeah.
And that was after Wemby was done.
Wemby
would have won it had he stayed.
Wemby would have won the depoy. He's an unbelievable defender.
He hates Rudy because Rudy has four of them things.
Yes.
And he only has one.
And that's fair. Rudy Gobert probably shouldn't have four defensive player of the years, but you don't need to choke people out on the basketball floor.
No.
You also got suspended for a flagrant foul in an NBA Finals and choked away a 3-1 series lead. And part of the reason your team choked away a 3-1 series lead and the whole reason you needed to go get Kevin Durant in the first place was because you couldn't control your emotions and you got suspended for a game.
Yeah, Minnesota ties the series at 1. It now goes back to Golden State. Again, Steph Curry not even going to be evaluated for a week, so.
This has quickly become the least interesting series.
I don't think it's close.
It's not even debatable.
If Jimmy shows up for a 40 burger in game 3, which he says I can still do that.
I mean, they might get one in Golden State. You're not going to win the series without Steph.
Them getting one and going back to Minnesota 2-2 would be pretty,
it'd be eye-opening.
It kind of proved my point. It's like Minnesota.
They're playing with their food.
Yeah, take care of your business, man. Yeah,
they're playing with their food.
They're vulnerable over there in Golden State right now. So series is tied 1-1. Hey, what was the last nightmare that you had? Think about that. Get back to me on the other side. Next on The Fan. Well, the predictable is happening in college football. We'll tell you what that is at 6:45. Get back into some NBA stuff. Talk with Andrew Claudio of Knicks Film School at 7:30. What was the last nightmare you had? What's the last dream you had that woke you up?
I feel like my nightmares that usually wake me up are the nightmares of all of my teeth falling out. You ever get those? I have that nightmare from time to time.
Never once had that.
All my teeth are falling out and I wake up like, what the hell just happened? And then you're thankful to realize that all your teeth still in your mouth.
Like, do you see your teeth fall out or you just know somehow your teeth are falling out?
You just kind of know. I think he's like, you're talking. Usually I'm like in the middle of a conversation and as I'm like talking, they just start like wiggling loose and they just like popping out. And I'm like, is this person realizing my teeth are falling out? And then I start freaking out.
That's a fear, huh?
It's not a fear, but it's like, yeah, I mean, your teeth falling out is kind of an uncomfortable thing. It's not like a T-Rex chasing you. It's not a giant spider, but it's not ideal to have your teeth fall out. I feel like I've read about it where there's a backstory. There's like a subconscious thing of what it's supposed to mean.
Of what your teeth falling out means.
Because it's a very common dream that people have.
No, I've heard it before. I've just never experienced it.
Yeah, it's not fun. So hopefully you don't have to experience that one.
Swag, what was your last nightmare that you can remember?
I I very rarely remember dreams at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm, that's interesting. I don't know what that says about you.
I don't know either, but no, I know some people remember them vividly. I can't remember the last true nightmare, something that woke me up out of my sleep.
You don't watch enough scary movies.
No.
I don't ever get nightmares after scary movies. That's the funny thing. That's never been
I don't either.
Scary.
Mine are just random.
They're totally random. Like a random Tuesday. I could be watching The Office before I go to bed.
Right.
You wake up and you're like, what the hell was that? That was kind of a weird dream. Not often wake up in the middle of them, but I'll usually wake up after the outcome of them and just think, what's going on up there?
Well, the reason I asked that question was Jim Harbaugh had himself a bit of a nightmare scenario. He woke up at 3 a.m. because he said, I got to get Justin Herbert a Super Bowl.
I got to get this guy. Got to get this guy a ring.
The idea of Justin Herbert not winning a Super Bowl scared him so much in his sleep that he woke up at 3 a.m. and told himself, we got to get done.
We got to do something here. We got to figure this out. I mean, that would give me a nightmare, too. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Those guys don't grow on trees.
He is the weirdest human to ever exist in that sport.
Yes,
but
he is.
Speaking of Herbert and the Chargers, I don't know if they'll get the Super Bowl this year. They're going to be on a YouTube-only international game this year.
YouTube?
Did you see this?
I did not see this. We're starting to get the schedule release. It's coming out like one game at a time.
Yeah, they're going
to
trickle out. So we
17
know...
different networks.
Yep.
So that's the Brazil game?
That is the Brazil Friday exclusive stream game. So if you have YouTube TV, hand up, you can get it no problem.
Yeah.
And it'll be free to everybody, but if you don't have the YouTube app, I would download it because it's going to be on YouTube
only.
Who
doesn't have, who doesn't have a YouTube app on their phone?
I don't have the app on my phone. I have access.
I was going to say, he probably doesn't have it.
I have access to it.
Because it's on the internet.
Through the television, but yeah.
Through the dot-coms.
You have it on your TV, but not your phone.
Well,
when you go to it on your TV, is it an app or do you type in YouTube.com?
I bet he's never been on it.
No, I've done stuff because I've pulled paid up.
How about that? Look at you. Okay.
So Comcast has a thing and a bunch of apps that are already through it. So I can go to ESPN Plus
through
the Comcast box. YouTube is part of it.
Well, they're going to be the only.
I'll go find it.
They're going to be the YouTube only streaming international game, according to some reports coming out.
That's an interesting move for the NFL.
Hope they better prepare whatever field they're on.
I'm assuming this is the first week of the year. Is this game?
Yeah,
so this
weekend.
Is opening Friday,
Friday after the opening Thursday.
So yeah, you'll
game.
Have Thursday, Friday.
I forget
Sunday.
Who they play. I don't know actually who they play.
They haven't named an opponent yet.
Okay, so it's just them, though.
They're the designated home team.
Yes.
You can start taking a look at things and kind of guessing. People did this in Philadelphia last year when they found out they were the Brazil game, and they looked at the schedule, and they're like, Packers would make some sense there.
What if we get a duck in Brazil, a duck on duck in Brazil?
Ooh.
A little Bo Nix.
A little Denver. Mm. I don't know if you're going to want to go divisional game.
They won't take divisional games because that's an unfair advantage because the other team will get them in their place.
So it could be the Broncos, Chiefs, Raiders. That's not going to happen. Texans?
Nah.
That's not bad. I mean, it's a playoff team. They're going to want this to be a big game. It's not going to be the Tennessee Titans.
You don't think Stroud's a big name to throw out there?
I don't know that.
They won a playoff game last year. They killed them in the playoffs last year.
That's right.
They obliterated the
Chiefs. I know.
Almost beat the Chiefs.
I just don't know if that's the draw. I don't know if that's the draw.
Okay.
All right.
Commanders?
Yes.
Okay. Eagles are on that list. Colts are on the list. Steelers are on the list, and the Vikings are on.
I think the Eagles played in it last year, so I don't.
Why are the Commanders a bigger draw in your mind than the Texans? Just out of curiosity.
I think there's more hype around them. I think you might actually get. I don't know what they're worried about. If because last year there was a whole mess of Packer fans that went to Brazil.
Yeah, remember they couldn't wear green.
Yeah,
couldn't wear green. Both teams were green. Philly and Green Bay are both green teams.
Gang colors down there.
Gang colors in Brazil. The rival gang.
Yeah, I don't know who they're going to end up playing, but they're going to be the international YouTube-only streaming game.
And if YouTube has any say in it, I think you're going to get a lot more people drawn in by what the Commanders did last year, what they're about to do, and the stadium and all that stuff. I think. You said it. Houston's a bad sports town.
Yeah, but they got the divisional
but
round.
It's not, to me, it's more about the draw of the interest of the game for fans internationally. Like that's the CJ Stroud's one of the young quarterbacks. The Texans literally were the Commanders a year ago.
They were.
The way we were talking about the Texans is the way we're talking about the Commanders right now, which is a good reminder that it doesn't always go step one to step two, and now you're winning a championship
for sure.
There's a process to this.
I just think there's a sizzle.
Jaden Daniels has more sizzle.
Jaden
I'll give you that.
And the Commanders and everything that they've turned around in a very short period of time with their new owner.
But it's also the tough question of, and we did this with the opening game where the Chiefs and Ravens were like, well, who do you want to pick for that game? Do you want it to be a bigger deal, or do you want to save one of those games for a Sunday night football or a Monday night football later on in the year? There's a double-edged sword there. Do you want to burn a big-time game in week one or have another competitor? I mean, it could be Rodgers and the Steelers. Hell, the Vikings are a new-look team with J.J. McCarthy, who've been in the playoffs a couple of times. Like, is that the matchup you look for? There's different angles that you could
do. Do you have road-home splits for the Chargers, or just the teams they play?
I believe these are their home games, is what
I'm
reading.
So the Commanders is technically a home game?
Technically a home game, okay. Yeah. Right. I mean, none of them are home games, but you get my point.
You think the teams have any say in this, or the NFL goes?
There was a funny interview I saw with Matt LaFleur the other day, because they have one of the international games. They're the home team. And
they got another one?
I think so. I can't remember where they're playing.
Well, I think eventually...
Packers shouldn't lose home games.
Yeah, maybe it's not a home game, but they're waiting to find out who their opponent's going to be, and he knows what the NFL's waiting for. They're waiting for the Aaron Rodgers news to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Because they might have that. Because maybe it's a game in Pittsburgh, so it doesn't quite have... It's not Rodgers coming back to Lambeau, and it's one of those, like, how's that for a draw? Aaron Rodgers taking on the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, because he hasn't played them yet.
I don't believe he has played them yet. Only played one game in year one with the Jets, and then they obviously did not play last year, and so...
Well, we'll see. I just know that the Chargers are going to be the international YouTube-only game, and that's kind of a cool thing.
I mean, I'm down with it. I got YouTube. I'm sure the quality is going to be great.
Free to everybody.
It's free to everybody.
You have the YouTube app. You open it up. The game's on.
YouTube app's pretty easy.
Probably going to try to get you to go up to YouTube TV.
And while you're there, subscribe to 1080 The Fan. They got great videos day in and day out. Live shows. It's all live on YouTube.
I don't know how good that tease was
Monday through Friday.
I left the tease not feeling with a lot of confidence.
Not liking the tease at the end of the tease.
Well, it just was like the light. He had the lights so
bright. There's nobody in here. It's a quiet building.
I was just like, oh, what's coming up this weekend?
You don't have the general energy buzz of a post show.
Not quite.
Not quite there yet. I would have nightmares, too, if I'm Jim Harbaugh, about are they going to win a playoff game this year?
Well,
last year was a great year to reset the foundation and get back to the dance, and then it ended horrifically for them. Now it's next step. Got to take the next step.
It just feels like not that it's going to dictate, you know, his contract and all that. It just,
he's not going anywhere, but
it feels like a massive year for Herbert.
Feels like a massive year for all of them. Like, this is the year you grow as an organization.
Yeah, yes and no. Like, Herbert more likely probably to be a Charger longer than Harbaugh because of the age.
Hmm.
There is a reputation or thought of that guy.
Mm-hmm.
That I haven't always agreed with, and then that playoff game happened, and I think it's going into the season with a lot of people going, yeah, I know what that dude is.
Sure, that's definitely out there. Just like Roy McIlroy couldn't win another major.
And then what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think the minimum is that people want to see Herbert do? This year, to satisfy the anti-Herbert crowd, nothing short of winning a Super Bowl would do it, because he could get there and people say, oh, so you still can't win the Super Bowl.
But if he plays really well in a divisional game, I think it does a lot for him.
For sure. I think a realistic expectation for him and the organization, we just do this in one position in the NFL.
I know.
It takes a team to win a football game, believe it or not. You have to win a playoff game this year for all of them involved, but mainly Herbert. You have to win a playoff game this
year.
That won't satisfy everybody, but you win a playoff game, you get that monkey off your back, you show that you're again building in the right direction. I'm not going to say you got to make the AFC title game or bust. I'm not going to do that, but you got to win a playoff game this year.
A follow up on this story in college football as we got more intel next on The Fan. We'll get back into some hoop stuff coming up here in the second hour of the program. Happy Friday, everybody. Started it off with a bang. Swag and Dirt almost fought.
Yeah.
We got a new Pope. Leo.
We do got a new Pope. Chicago Pope.
Talk a little Wolves, Warriors, and just talk some Jim Harbaugh nightmare stuff. Speaking of nightmare stuff, how about Bill Belichick? There's a story out. There's an episode of Pablo Torre, formerly of ESPN.
Yes.
Who did a follow-up episode today, and I haven't been able to hear it because, we start at 6 a.m., but it's starting to trickle out parts of his episode.
It's now trending.
And he has done a lot of research. His podcast has a really good reputation for journalistic credibility.
Diving into topics.
He has found multiple sources at North Carolina who have confirmed that Jordan Hudson is now banned from the UNC football facility.
Smart.
And he's also talked to a family source of Belichick who says they're deeply worried for the detriment Jordan can have, not just for North Carolina,
but Belichick's legacy. This is going exactly the direction many people have been talking about for some time.
Yeah, it's not going
to
end well.
But I have a lot of questions here, and we won't get to them all because of time restrictions.
Sure.
One of them has to be, it feels like it kind of ended in New England between them because he didn't quite have the power at the end the way he did at one point because he wasn't winning anymore.
Yeah.
He hasn't coached a game for North Carolina, and it feels like people are already like, eh, Bill, this is what you're going to get.
I mean, good for North Carolina for stepping up. You're paying this guy $10 million. He's the highest paid public employee in the state of North Carolina. That's a massive salary. They put their neck out a little bit to bring in an aging coach. Can he translate to college? How's it going to work? We're not quite sure. And it has been mostly a roller coaster and a bit of a disaster so far, primarily because of his 24-year-old girlfriend. And so for the powers that be to step in and say, look, buddy, we're paying you $10 million a year. Your 24-year-old girlfriend's not going to be walking around the facility every day, and people are not going to be CCing her on every email as it pertains to football topics. Good for North Carolina for stepping up and saying, that's not going to fly. This is one of the more fascinating stories we've seen. It's one thing to have a 70-something-year-old dude want to hook up with a 20-something-year-old gal, right? We know what Bill Belichick is getting out of this. That's a very normal thing for an older man, I'm sure, who's single, like, hey, I don't have much time left. Let's go find myself a young gal. I got a lot of money. You want to give her cash and buy her houses, whatever, that's fine. Go do your thing, Bill Belichick. The fact that he has allowed her to infiltrate his professional space is what is mind-boggling about all
of this. That's why I'm out. I mean, I've been out on him for a while.
You want to just go bang a 24-year-old, like, whatever, dude, go bang a 24-year-old.
Right.
You're allowing her to dictate interviews. You're allowing her to dictate, like, what you're wearing at practice and social media.
Yes.
Telling people inside the facility you need to CC her on emails as if she knows anything about working in football.
Yeah.
This guy was the epitome for 20-plus years of do your job. Do your job.
No days off.
And now he says, CC my 24-year-old girlfriend on the offensive game plan for this week against Akron. Like, it's just bananas. Like, the whole premise of the beginning of the story, I get. Where we're at now, wow, good for North Carolina, and I get why the family's terrified. Because if this ends horrifically, it's crazy to say this is one of the bigger things he will be remembered for. If he flames out at North Carolina, this gal steals a bunch of money, she does a tell-all, like, I don't know how this is going to go.
So this is a one-year deal. Let's say he wins 6 games, they're not very good, and she's just kind of lingered in the background. Every game that North Carolina has, the camera hits her once, like Taylor Swift. He quits. This draws out in some, you think this is how, this is going to be a huge part?
I think this would be a huge part of his legacy. Wow. Which is wild to say, but it doesn't take much, man.
No, it doesn't.
This kind of stuff pops over into pop culture more than it does, and it's going to reach more people than winning Super Bowls will.
Yeah.
Like, you can ask.
That interview did, that was big-time damage.
My mom randomly the other day asked me, hey, what's the deal with this Bill Belichick story?
Yeah.
Like, that's the territory you're in now.
His initial statement was so ridiculous when he came out, and he's like, of course the media was going to spend this. And then, like, 2 days after that, after it had simmered, and everyone's like, what's cooking over there?
Interesting.
Guess what he did? He basically fired her.
Yeah.
He hired a new PR person.
He hired a new PR team.
You don't do that unless, like, oh, the book sales are tanking and my reputation's going down the toilet. This is a disaster.
It's an absolute disaster. There's only one way it's going to end.
I honestly, like,
devastation for Bill Belichick.
I understand his resume suggests he should have gotten one more because, man, that success is... We may never see that again.
Yeah, 6 Super Bowls.
This is why I was firmly in the camp of I wouldn't hire this dude. I didn't think he had it at the end of New England. And now NFL teams everywhere have got to feel so much better about not hiring him.
Oh, yeah. Because NFL team would let this fly in a heartbeat.
They didn't want to do a Shador's legendary draft party. You think they want to deal with a 24-year-old girlfriend?
Yeah, you imagine like Dan Lanning's wife walking around practice telling him what to wear. And that's actually a wife. That's somebody that's in the family. That's not a girlfriend. That's the mother of his children.
That's a Gene Stallings award
winner.
You're
damn right it is. Walking around being like, Dan, you got to wear those pants. Why are you wearing that? No, you need to CC me on all your emails, please.
I do think he's actually admitted that she kind of does dress him.
Does she dress him? Yeah, well,
like when he needs to wear.
She's not in practice changing his jacket before the spring game begins. She's not doing that.
Yelling at Oregon officials, Rob, why don't you go to the side?
Sitting in an ESPN interview saying, "We're not going to answer that question." Like,
you imagine her in the bus in the boys' pod. We're not talking about food stamps
in the background.
He's just sitting there awkwardly.
So how'd
staring.
You meet your wife? Don't answer that.
Well, okay, sorry. Didn't mean to. Guess we touched on a touchy subject.
I think we know.
I think we know. Jordan Hudson banned from the UNC facility. I have a question to ask you that I heard yesterday. Is it fair to ask out loud without getting me fired? Have the NBA playoffs been better than the NFL playoffs? Hour two on the Fan.